Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Chulin Daf Chaf Tet Amud Aleph, and this is the last segment of the analysis of the first Mishnah in the second Perek, which stated at the end of the Mishnah, Rov Echad Ba'of and Rov Shtayim BeBehema is valid. So Tanina Charazimna, the challenge is, as I mentioned when learning the Mishnah, that we already stated in the Mishnah, Rubo Shel Echad Kamohu, a majority of the Siman is like the whole Siman. So, why does it say it twice? Amar v'shay echad b'chulin v'chad b'kodashim. One of the mentions is referring to shechitat chulin, and one of them, and we'll see that that's the second one, is referring to kodashim. Utsricha, how do we justify needing both? The yashmin and chulin, atam hudasagile beruba. If I only mentioned chulin, I would say rov is enough in chulin. Should allow the dam utsarich. We don't need the dam, we just need to get the animal killed. When it comes to a korban, when we need the dam, maybe you have to cut the entire siman, and maybe that's even ma'akev. And if we only learned rov in the context of korashim, I would say, sure, you need rov because you need the dam. But when it comes to chulin, since you don't need the dam, maybe half, maybe even less than half, would be sufficient. Kamash Malan, therefore we need rov in both. Now, hey b'chulin v'hei b'kodashim, which reference is chulin, which reference is kodashim? We're going to see that everybody takes the same position, that the first is chulin, the second is kodashim, but they have different, proofs for those positions, for that position. Amar Rav Kana, number one, mistabra reisha b'chulin v'sef b'kodashim, as I said, mimai, how do we know it? Midiktani ha-shochet, because the parak opens up, ha-shochet, if you think it's Kodashim, Hamolek B'Bayalei. Since it's talking about an oaf, it should have said Hamolek. Elamai, safe from Kodashim, but then if you think the end is Kodashim, Shechitatok Shera, Malikatok Shera B'Bayalei. If the end of it is talking, if the end of the Mishnah is talking about Kodashim, then it should have said Echad Ba'of Shtayim B'Bayma, Malikatok Shera. The answer is Salokasha. I disalik B'Bayma, Tananam Shechitatok Shera. In other words, since the Mishnah ends by talking about Of and then Behema, and then it says Shechitato, it has to say Shechitato, because it refers to the last item mentioned, which is Behema. But in the Reisha, since it starts with Of, should have said Hamolek. So that's his proof, simply because the way it's placed is always Of and then Behema. So if you have a verb beforehand, it would say Molek. But if you have a verb, or in our case a noun, afterwards, it's going to refer to behema, and that'll be shechita. Rav Shim Bar Ashi Amar, he has a different take. Reisha b'chulim mehacha. Tiktani echad ba'of. It said echad ba'of. It can't say echad ba'of if it's talking about korashim, because half of the birds that are b'korashim, the olot, are shnei simanim. Alamai sef b'korashim, you have the same problem. Rov echad ba'of, at the end of the Mishnah it says Rov echad ba'of ha'ika olata of debay shnei simanim. So you'd have the same problem at the end. So my Rov echad, why does it say Rov echad ba'of? It means Rov kol echad ve'echad. That's a little bit difficult because the behema, it should also say Rov echad because Rov of each of the two simanim. But it left it deliberately ambiguous with the of uvedinu delitni Rov shnayim bekevan de'ika chatat asagile v'echad siman. Since we have a chatat that only needs one, mishumachilo psikale, you can't say one, you can't say two, so it just says rov echad, which could be interpreted either way. Rov of one siman, or rov of each siman. Okay, papa marisha b'chulin mihacha. I've got a different proof that the first part is chulin. Tiktani, Rabbi Yehuda omer ad shishchotetav ridinu. Pligi rabbanan ale. The rabbanan disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda about the need to cut the veins. I amart bishlama b'chulin shapir. I understand why they disagree in chulin. Why would the Rabbanan disagree with him about Kodashim? After all, the part of the whole point of doing the Shechita is to get the blood out, so everybody would agree you need to cut the veins. Okay, Rav Ashi Amar, Seif B'Kodashim Mihacha. You just proved that Reisha B'Chulin, I'll prove also that the end is Kodashim. Tiktani, in the next Mishnah, which we assume follows on the heels of our Seifa, says, Ashochet Shnei Rashin Kachad. If you cut two heads at once, Shechitatok Shera, it's valid. Hashochet is the Avad in the Chatchil alone. It's only saying if you did two at once. But not that ideally you could do it. So if in the context is Kodashim, I understand why the Chatchil you can't do that. So under Rav Yosef, Tizbach, Shelo Yishnaim Shochtim Zavach Echad. The word Tizbach Rav Yosef understands, actually he's quoting a Braita, it says the word tizbach tells you that you, the individual, have to cut. Two people can't cut one korban. And tizbachuhu, which we're reading as tizbachehu, is shelo yeh echad shochet shnei zvachim. You have to cut it, and you can't cut them. Rav Kahana tizbachehu k'tiv, because of the way it's written, and I put it out in the vowels on the page, read it as if it says tizbachehu, you, the individual, cut it, not them. But that's only with Korashim. When it comes to chulin, you could cut two in one shot. You could slice it on two. Which means, therefore, that Mishnah Bet must be Korashim. So the end of our Mishnah must be Korashim. He also said the following. Which he basically restates our question. Why repeat Rov in our Mishnah? The fish is Shaninu because we have the Mishnah in Yoma. Heviulo atatamid. Remember, the Kohen Gadol has to do all of the avodot on Yom Kippurim. So they would bring him the tamid, keretso, which means he cut it, umerek acher shchitato al yado. And so another Kohen would finish the shchita, so the Kohen Gadol could turn around and take the kos and do kabbalat adam. Yachol the meraki a pasul. I might think that if he didn't finish it, it's pasul. Therefore, it teaches you, and he quotes the end of our Mishnah, and that's talking, and of course, the context in which he's applying it is Korashim. And therefore, we know that if the Kohen did not finish the Shechita, the Kohen Gadol did the first part and did more than 50%, and then the other guy did not do anything more, then it's still valid because Rov is enough. Okay, let's look at that for a moment. Amar Mar Yachol lo Yemerei lo Merek Ye Pasul. I might think that if he didn't finish it, it's Pasul, but that's not possible. You can have a Avodah Ba'acher. That's not possible because that would mean that you have to do the whole thing, and doing the whole thing is the avodah, and that means that you're handing part of the avodah to a non-Kohen Gadol. He's got to do all the avodot that day. So how could you even entertain the possibility that if you didn't complete it, it would not be valid? The answer is, maybe there's some sort of mitzvah d'rabanan to finish the entire shechita, and midrabanan would be pasul if he didn't finish it. Therefore, our Mishnah says, Rov is enough, and there's nothing pasul about it if you don't complete Rov. And now, based on Rish Lakish's application, that must be in reference to Kodashim. So then, why indeed finish the shechita if there's no psul? It's a mitzvah the marek. It's nicer to do it that way. Okay, we're now going to begin an in-depth discussion about the nature of shechita. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish b'shum Levi Sava, but throughout we're going to refer to this as Reish Lakish's opinion. Einal shechita l'basof. Shechita only happens at the final minute of shechita. Everything till then is just preparatory. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yeshnal shechita mitchila v'yadsof. Shechita is a process, and you're always involved in the shechita from the beginning till the end. Okay, now Amar Rava, he tries to limit the scope of the disagreement. Hakol modim heichad shachat siman achad goy siman achad Yisrael. Everybody agrees that if a goy did one of the cuts and one of the simanim and Yisrael did the other, she psula. Of course, it's invalid. Shanasaba maset treifa biad goy, because the goy did something that made it a treifa, was cutting the trachea, let's say. So everybody agrees that that's no good. And from that perspective, shechita is sort of like an ongoing process. Be'olata of namihechad malik siman achad matav siman achad mala. Same thing. If you did olata of and you cut the first siman, you broke the first siman below the chuta sikra and the second one in the right place, psula, it's invalid. Shere said b'masa chatata of the mata. You did something like chatata of in the place of mata. It's an olah. Lonech. So that they don't disagree about. Lonech l'ku elagon shachat siman achad b'chutz v'siman achad b'fnim. This is where they disagree. You took a korban, you took it out of the azara, cut the trachea, and then walked in with it and cut the esophagus. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who says shechita is ongoing, Michayev, you're chayev for doing an act of shechita b'chutz. According to Reish Lakish, lo mechayev, you're not chayav because shechita only happens at the end. At the end, you were inside. Amarli Rava Bar Shimi. Rava Bar Shimi challenged that statement with the following. He says, Mar, lo amar hachi. Our master did not read it that way. Who's our master? Our master is Rav Yosef, Uman or Rav Yosef. He says, if you did an act of shechita outside, you cut one of the simanim, and then did the other one inside, you're certainly chayav. Pasul here means chayav. You did what is essentially a valid act with another animal, which is a bird. Chatata of needs only one siman. If you did a chatata of outside, one siman, you'd be chayab. Bachutz. Lo nechlaku el ngon shachat miut simanim bachutz gomor mifnim. So the machloket is narrower than that. It's only a case where you were outside, you started cutting, you did 40% of a siman, and then you brought it inside and finished it. Lamanda v'yishtan tzchita b'tchilat sof v'chayiv. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you're chayab, because you part of the process was done outside. Okay, Meitiv Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera challenges from the Mishnah in Parat. Kol ha'asukin v'parah mitchilah v'yad sof mitam'in begadim u'poslin otav b'melacha acheret. Anybody who's involved in the parah, that means the shechita of the parah, the srefa of the parah, the haza of the parah, any clothes that they're wearing are tamei, and by the way, if they're involved in any melacha at the time, then that passes the parah. The second part of that is not our issue. Tumat begadim is. Iraba pisul b'shechitata, if in the process of shechita something went wrong, ben kodem psula ben lachar psula, whether you were working with it before or after the psul, einam etamah begadim. You don't have tumat begadim. Beza hazata, let's just say the shechita went fine, and then in the middle of the haza'ah something went wrong. Kodem psula metamah begadim. If you were involved with it before the psul, then it is metamah begadim. Lachar psula einam etamah begadim, but afterwards not. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Now, if you accept Rabbi Yochanan's position of the extended shechita, the process of shechita, liflog nami b'shechitata, they should make the same distinction in shechita, which is irabah psul b'shechita kodem pisula mitamah begadim. If the psul happened and you were involved in the shechita beforehand, then when you were doing it, it was fine. Mitamah begadim, achar psula mitamah begadim, just like haza'ah. So Amar Rabbah and Kalkal Shchita. Comrade, you're challenging from a case where Shchita went bad. Shatim Iglai Milton Mafred Love Shchita Hiklal. Here it's very clear. Even if you say that Shchita happens in process, the minute that something goes wrong with it, retroactively we see that it was never a good Shchita. Okay, Amar Rabbah Ikashali Hakashali. He says this is what was bothering me about the ruling of actually the opposite position of Eino Shchita Ela Basof. In that same Mishnah, they should distinguish about somebody who's involved with a good process of a para. If you have two guys doing shechita, one guy starts, the other guy finishes. According to the position that shechita is only basof, then gavra kama lo mitama v'gavra batra mitama. Only the second guy is tame. Right? It's begadim. So Amar Rav Yosef, trei gavra v'chaziv chakamar. You're talking what you're considering. As we just saw previously, two guys doing one shechita. Barmine dahu the tanina v'tizbach shlo yishnaim shochtim zevach achad tizbachu shlo yeh achad shochet v'shnei zevachim v'amavkana tizbachei huktiv. We just saw this. Rav Yosef says we have the two psukim tizbach and tizbachu, which we're reading as tizbacheihu, which means that you must cut alone. You can't have two people doing it. Earlier we saw it in the context of the second part of this, which is that one person should not cut two korbanot, but the other piece is you don't have two people doing one korban, so therefore there is no case where the para is going to be cut by two people. I'm kind of right. Amarle Abaye. Abaye turns to Rav and says, "Lavit Marlam Rav Chana Rav Yochanan Zudi Rav Elazar by Rav Shimon Stim Ta." That brayta was really authored by Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, even though it was presented anonymously. Aval chachamim umrim shtam shochtim zevach achad. They disagree and they say two guys could do a zevach, which means you could have a paraduma case where two guys are involved, and if you have the position of yishna l'shchita eino l'shchita l'basof, you should make a split and say only the second guy is metameh begadim. And by the way, even according to him, we should distinguish. He's going to shachar chad gavra b'shnei sudarim. A guy did shchita and he was wearing two scarves, one, and then he switched in the middle. The Suda Kama lo metame, the Suda Batra metame. Only the second one's metame, if you say Yishna Shchita al-Basof. Ella, he says, Abaye says, that's not a question at all. The psula the para kamayri. The Mishnah is only talking about a case where the para goes bad in the process. Bechsharelo kamayri. It's not talking about a case of when the para where everything works well. So therefore, it doesn't raise the case of the first guy or the second guy or the first garment or the second garment. Okay, Meiti Rav Idi Bar Avin. He has the following challenge, which comes from a different direction, and it has to do with the prohibition of shechting a korban Pesach, essentially, or even a korban shlamim, during a time when you're not allowed to own chametz and you own chametz. Lo tishbat, lo tizbach al chametz nam zivchi. Now, here's the halacha. If you have a korban Pesach and you shecht it during Chol HaMoed, lishmo, l'shem Pesach, it's pasul. So therefore, patur, you're exempt from the prohibition because you didn't shecht the korban. Shelo lishmo, but if you do it shelo lishmo, then it's chayav because it's a valid shlamim. V'yavin and ban, our discussion about that in Psachim, we said tamid shelo lishmo. That's only because you went out of your way and said shlamim. Hastama, if you didn't say anything, patur. Meaning that the stam understanding is that this is still a Pesach. V'amai patur, why would we say that? The answer is Pesach v'shari mot ha-shana shlamim hu. After all, the default is that a Pesach any other time of year, except the 14th in the afternoon, is a shlamim. The answer is shmarim ha-Pesach v'shari mot ha-shana b'yakira. The answer is, you see that Pesach any other time of the year remains a Pesach unless you go out of your way to redesignate it. If you don't say anything, it remains a Pesach, and in this case, you'd be patur. We have an answer from the Beit Midrash that is Hachamei Askinan to say this doesn't prove that Ba'i Akira, but this is a special case. The owners of this Pesach were Tmei Meit, which means that even though it was already Chol HaMoed, they weren't done with this Korban. They had 3.5 weeks from now, they had Pesach Sheni coming up where they were going to use it. The Stam Lishmo Kai, unlike a regular case, where we already brought our Korban Pesach, or missed it, and then we've got this animal that was a Korban Pesach, so you could say the stam of that is a shlamim. Here the stam is a Pesach. V'hayhu d'bai akira. That one you need to redesignate to make it a shlamim. Ha'achir lo bai akira. Another one might not need it. So you can't settle the issue of akira here, of the need to make a formal redesignation to make it no longer a Pesach during the year for something else, for a regular animal. Now, all of that is for this. If you agree that shechita is a process, then the minute that you cut it, it now is no longer good for shechita, and therefore, because you did it l'shem Pesach, or stam, and therefore it is l'shem Pesach, it's invalid, the whole thing's invalid, you didn't violate anything. But if you take the Rabbi Yerushalayim's position, the minute that you cut it, it's no longer a valid Pesach. But now there's a process going on. The rest of it, you shechted a shlamim, and you should be chayav. Without lishma, l'shalo lishma, doesn't matter. You physically made it not a Pesach anymore. You're right, it's no longer a valid Korban Pesach, but it could still be redeemed and used for the money. That money could be used for a Pesach. You think that to redeem an animal, you have to first put it in front of the Kohanim and have them estimate it, which you can't do because this thing is in the middle of getting killed. But none, we don't know where this Mishnah is. Shachat ba shnayim or rov shnayim vadayin him frachesed hikachel chol dvara. Even if an animal is already shechted, but it's still spazzing, it's 100% alive and you could redeem it. So you could redeem this Pesach. So that's why, even if you say mitchila v'atzof, it's still considered a Pesach and therefore you're patur. Alright, that's the end of that particular discussion. Last piece, I'm reviewed on Marab. If you shechted, and you can see in some of the Gemarot, they have diagrams of the different shitot rishonim here. If you cut in two or three different places, shechitato kshera, it's valid. That was Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav. Kamrita kamed Shmuel. He then came to study with Shmuel and repeated it. Amarli, Rav Yehuda says, Shmuel told me, ba'inan shechita mefurat v'leika. You need a clean-cut shechita, and that's not there, so it's no good. V'afrim Shim ben Lakish Savar, and over in Tiberia, Shim ben Lakish says the same thing. Ba'inan shechita mefurat. Shim ben Lakish, how do I know? I mean, I'm the shechita Shim mefurat. How do I know that shechita must be a clean cut? Shenemar, chetz shachut l'shonam mirmad daber. And Yirmiyahu speaks about people who speak with harsh words, and he calls it a chetz shachut, an arrow that is shachut, which later on we're going to interpret a little differently. But for right now, we'll read it that shechita has to be one clean shot like an arrow. All right, Meiti Rabbi Lazar, Shnayim Ochzim Sakin V'Shochatin. We have this Mishnah coming up soon. If two people are holding a knife and shechting, I feel Achad Milamala V'Achad Milamata, even though one's up and one's down, Shchitato K'shera, it's valid. And we assume that means two separate knives. Amai, V'Halek HaShchita Mefurat, that's not a Shchita Mefurat, that's cut part in different places. No, that's talking about a case where you have a very long knife with two handles that two guys are holding. So that doesn't make sense, because then the Mishnah says, and we're not concerned that one is going to make a treifa that affects the other one. I understand if there's two separate knives, shapir, that makes sense. I'm assuming that each guy is going to rely on the other guy, how he cuts. Neither one of them will do a rove. They're all going to rely on the other guy, and therefore he's a treifa. So, I understand. If you think it's talking about one knife and two guys, that's not what you should be concerned about. It should be. I should not be, that my concern would be that I don't have to have, that they're going to put pressure against each other. He said, yeah, I have a version of the Mishnah that reads exactly like that. Meitiv Rabbi Avin's, watch Rabbi Avin's challenge. Shachat Taveshet, this is the challenge to Shmuel saying you need a Shchita Mefurat. Shachat, or to Rosh Lakish. Shachat Taveshet Lamata, Vetakane Lamala. So you cut the esophagus below and you cut the trachea above, Vetaveshet Lamala, Vetakane Lamata, the opposite. Shchita Tok Shirat, it's valid. Amai Havlik Shchita Mefurat. That's like segmented Shchita. The answer is, it sounds exactly like Rab's thing of Shnaim Shlosha Mekavot. Rav Avin asked the question, he gave the own answer. It was made like a quilt, meaning it was just made on a diagonal, but not in two separate places. So it could be that we'll still accept Shmuel. Hahu Torah de Ishchat b'shtam yishlosha mekomot. But now we have a case. There was an ox that was shechted in two or three places, like Rav described. Al Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta, he came, shakom shufri shufri, he bought it, and he bought the best meat to eat. So Amalei Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Zera turned to him. There's several girsaot here. We'll follow the standard one. Limatan Rabbeinu, like Rashi says, by you buying it, you've taught us that Mishnatenu Mishnei Sakinu Mishnei Bnei Adam, that the Mishnah that talks about two guys holding a knife is indeed two guys holding two different knives. And even that's valid because Shchita Mefurat is not necessary. Amar Viur Amarav, now this is a separate piece to end our sugya. Hechlidata sakin, if you snuck the knife in, ben siman le siman, in between the trachea and the esophagus, upsako, and then cut, psula, that's chalada. But tacha ta'or, if you just stuck it under the skin, then ksheira. So my kamash malan, tanina, we have a mishnah like that. Oh, shechlidata sakin tacha chasheni upsako. Shirav omer nevelam, kiv omer trefa, this is coming up very soon. If you put the knife underneath the siman, and the second siman, and cut, it's either an avela or trefa, and get in a discussion, Rabbi Akiva ended up changing his mind, and acceding to Rabbi Shevav. So the answer is that imanitin, if I only had that mishnah, that's only if you cut up from below. So kavi derech shchita, that's not a normal direction for shchita. But if you go from top down, which is the normal direction of shchita, maybe that's not called chaladat. So kamash flan that it is. Now tachata or kshira, we said in that comment that if you put it underneath the skin, it's valid. But that's Rav Yehuda's report of Rav. Be Rav in the Rav's Beit Midrash Amri, tachata or niyodea. We don't know what to rule on that. We're not so clear that it's okay. Ibailu, the question was asked, the Be Rav Amri tachata or niyodea. According to that, tachat matlit mahu. What would you say about putting it underneath a towel that was covering the Beit HaShchita? Or tachat semer musubach. Let's say the animal had a lot of tangled wool right there, and you stuck underneath. And the answer is teku. Bar Papa echlid b'miut simanim mahu. What if you cut a rov siman, and then you did chalada? Do we say that the fact that you're continuing means that you're intending to make shchita of the full siman and chalada is a problem, or the once you already shechted rov, you're done? And the answer is teku. Okay, we'll hold it off here. We'll pick it up in the next mishnah, in the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.